Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yes, I'm answering.
Oh, is this Mr. Brandon?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. Yes. Just to say that General Palmer and I have just seen the commission, and they understand the problem and are entirely agreeable to going ahead. We're on an open line, as you know.
That's wonderful, and let's get moving.
That's our view. We're ready to go.
All right.
I think we're waiting for some authority, are we not, General Palmer? But if you've given it, we've got it.
Yeah, far as I'm concerned, you got it, and go on.
All right, sir.
Bye.
May I tell you one more thing?
Yes.
We're already on the air broadcasting. We got that set up this afternoon. Leaflets have been dropped. Loudspeakers, both land and air. I think you'll be interested in a few comments that the OAS Commission made. They've only been here one afternoon, but they have now heard from nearly all of the Latin American ambassadors, who told them one by one that they wouldn't be here today if it weren't for the U.S. forces. And the commission says the situation is so much more grave than they had imagined from Washington, that they are considering sending, they said, we think maybe the commission do more good up there than down here. And I suggested perhaps they might want to send two of the members back up tomorrow or Tuesday, so as to get other people fully aware of what our situation is.
I think that's sure good, and I'd sure see that they were in the corridors talking to the press.
Right.
That's what's murdering us up here. You're all out to covering that press, and you're not giving them they're not getting the right approach.
We're doing our best. We'll keep at it.
Okay.